This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A climate lawsuit is one step closer to trial. The Colorado Supreme Court says the case can proceed. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The suit claims Suncor and ExxonMobil, both major fossil fuel companies, misled the public about climate change and should be forced to help pay for climate disasters. Boulder and Boulder County filed the case in 2018. It's been tied up since then because the companies tried to push it into federal court. But on Monday, the state Supreme Court said the case could continue in Colorado and returned it to a lower district court. Boulder's attorney now says it could appear before a jury by as soon as next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's sports betting industry continues to thrive, even as the randomness of outcomes sometimes hurts the bottom line. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Last year was the best yet. Colorado sportsbooks brought in $475 million in revenue. That's a 21% increase over the year before. Ryan Butler writes about the industry for Covers.com. He points to the growth of parlay bets, where bettors combine several different outcomes for a higher risk, higher reward.
These parlays make the sportsbooks more money, but people also like to bet them. It's more fun for the bettor.
Butler's data shows that Colorado bettors beat the casino more than any other state with legal sports betting, which he said makes sense. It's a highly educated state that's really into sports. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Housing prices around Colorado Springs fell in April. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says nearly 500 homes hit the market, and the median cost of a single-family home fell to $490,000. That's the same as 1 year ago. Total home sales are slightly ahead of last year's pace. This is CPR News and KRCC.